Anna Sheridan, missing for nearly 6 months now.
That's not possible. How did I
Someone with a more vivid imagination might decide she'd pierced the veil. There's no place for ghost stories in this investigation, or any other.
I need you to find me.
The Sheridan Tapes, a serialized horror mystery podcast. Stream the complete series today on Realm and on all podcasting platforms.
I'm being recorded without my... Sorry, the podcast. I already ruined your podcast. I need to leave.
Welcome to All Things Internet. I am your host, Rachel Ballinger. This is a show where we talk about things we see on the internet that usually have to do with the internet, but we don't fact check or research most things. I am here with
Colleen Ballinger and and two babies.
I thought you were about to say names, and I was like, I don't even know the names. They're not going to have names till they're like 6 months old.
No. Mom wrote down all her national days, and I thought the first one said National Wiener Day. And I was like, are we on Uncensored? Which podcast is this? National Wiener Day?
I wish.
I
just love that I know that Mom is hiding behind you.
I forgot. Okay.
What did you want to say?
I don't remember, Rachel. I started a thought and then was interrupted. And when you have ADHD, that means it's gone forever.
Oh, no, I've learned how to track back.
I cannot do that.
You're also pregnant with twins.
Yeah. I can only do that when I'm on medication, but I'm pregnant with twins. So there's no medication. So there's no tracking back for me right now. If I start saying something and I'm interrupted, that thought is gone for it is never coming back until like a month later in the middle of the night. Yeah, I'll be like, oh, I remember I was going to say Rachel on her podcast. I won't
Please
know until.
Text me and tell me if that happens.
I know it's bothering me.
I know that bugs me. That's why I learned to track back.
I can't track back. My brain doesn't do that. Nope, it's gone.
It was Wiener Day.
National Wiener Day sounds horrible. I don't want to be around on that day.
And what is the actual day?
Well, Mom has to say it.
I'm in suspense.
Oh, it's the opposite of National Wiener Day.
Is it Vagina Day?
Yes, it's National Woman's Day.
Yes. Love that.
That is much better than a Wiener Day.
It is so much better.
Oh, Wiener Days are disgusting.
Unless
you're Rachel Ballinger, because Rachel Ballinger loves hot dogs.
I do love a hot dog. I did not know where you were going with that one for
That's the only kind of wiener, but you would partake in.
Love a veggie dog, and before that, hot dogs.
I cannot believe you partake in veggie dogs, because I think veggie dogs are horrendously foul.
Well, I eat
the enjoyment of a hot dog is like the crisp, like skin. I know it's a bad word.
That's why you burn them a little bit.
The casing, and it kind of like snaps a little when you take a bite.
Yeah, that happens.
Mom, are you insane? You don't like hot dogs?
I love hot dogs. I don't like the super hard.
Oh, no. Give me a hard casing. Give me a condom on it. I want the hard casing to bite through.
You
want to
rip through it.
Yeah, why am I? This is.
So, when do you want to be on Rachel Uncensored?
Why is Mom holding a guitar?
I don't know.
When you Mom gets uncomfortable, she holds guitars.
If we do Rachel Uncensored together, I need Mom just in the room.
A Rachel Uncensored with me would just be, there wouldn't be any difference. I wouldn't do anything
different. I know, and it would just be as entertaining.
Because I still wouldn't like cuss or anything, and I still wouldn't, I don't know.
We'd just be able to talk about whatever we wanted.
I love that Mom's essentials for a podcast, what I'm looking at on the table, if you're listening, is her list, her very cute list of very small writing, I can't believe you can read this, of the different days. Her iced tea.
Yep.
And her inhaler.
always.
Okay, I'm going to go.
Go do your thing.
Pregnant and miserable on the couch.
Love you. Thanks for being a guest for half a second.
Love you. I hope I've set up all the chords right.
They sound great.
Okay. Here's Guinevere.
Guinevere. Does the internet know your full name is not Guinevere?
I don't know.
We should make a rumor that it's Guinevere and have everyone start calling you Guinevere from now on.
No, I won't answer to that.
Why not?
What did my grandpa used to say? We called him Poppy, but he said, you can call me whatever you want. Just call me for supper.
That's a good say. That's my saying. Dang, yep. I love that.
Anyway.
Hi, Mom.
Here we go. Oh, hi.
Move the microphone a little bit closer to your mouth. Perfect.
Whoa.
She is at, my mom is, if you're viewing, or if you're listening, my mom is at my sister's house. You're there for a while.
Just for a couple days.
Oh, okay. Oh, right. Because
then I'm going back home, and then
yeah,
I'm on baby call for Jessica too. And
so that
so I go where I'm needed.
Your family. Well, not your family. Obviously it's my family too. Colleen's household and your household and Christopher and Jessica's household are 100% down in lockdown again.
We're in lockdown. We're in lockdown. We have vulnerable children.
We have vulnerable children, and you know, I was going to talk about this later, but like the Delta and Gamma variants are so strong. It's super contagious. And so, since Jessica is giving birth this month to Teddy, you all are going to want to see him and help out with the kids. Right. And so y'all have to be completely quarantined.
Yes, we do.
I am not. I will send presents and FaceTime and Skype and all those things. But my girlfriend works. My best friend works, and I would like to see them as well. My life is just in a different spot. Yeah. So it's just me, and I'm not quarantining, but y'all are.
We all are.
I'm still being safe with my mask and whatnot. Vaccinated with my mask. Yeah. I wear my mask everywhere. But yeah. Anyway.
Yeah.
Mom, hi.
Hi, Rachel.
We've been on the podcast for a bit now and haven't said hello to you.
Well, hello.
Hello.
Did you do your intro? I couldn't hear.
I did. Sped through it because I knew Colleen wasn't going to sit in that seat for more than 2 minutes. So I wanted to get through that real quick. Yeah. Colleen has a podcast, by the way, with her husband, Eric. And it's called Relax. So if you want to check that out, I'm sure you already have. They have it. It's on YouTube. Yes. They have it on YouTube and all the other places you can listen to a podcast. Mom.
Rachel, did you eat?
I had a little snack, but I have my iced coffee and that'll keep me going for the next 40 minutes. So,
all right.
Let us talk about the holidays that are of this.
Well, as you know,
it's Wiener Day.
Today's National Woman's Day.
Not Wiener, the opposite of a Wiener.
No. And then you'll like the 10th, but you do this every day. Spoil your dog day.
I do that.
Yeah. This is hard to read.
You wrote it.
I know, but I didn't have I usually print it out and I forgot my laptop, thus doing it.
Yes.
The 11th is Mountain Day. Go climb a mountain.
I love a mountain. What's...
Take some water, though.
What's... Yes. What's the difference between a mountain and a hill?
Well, the hills are alive with the sound of music. I don't know what the mountains are alive with, but...
Mountains.
Echoes?
Did you pause? Did you see that story of this cop who went hiking? This girl flew out from like California or something to meet this cop. They met on Tinder or something. I have all of these facts. And she flew out to Arizona and he took her on a hike. And then she was like, I'm overheating. So he said, okay, turn around and go back. And he kept going and she ended up dying. Everyone was like, what first responder, an Arizona native, would tell a rookie to just like, oh, go ahead back by themselves? And then he had an alibi because right when she turned around, he called his friend who was also a cop and said, hey, she turned back and I'm still going. And so everyone's like, this is shady. Obviously nothing's gonna come of it. But it was all really freaking shady.
Oh, that's sad.
And so don't go on hikes with cops in the ever. Okay.
Well, there are some good cops.
But don't on Tinder. You met them. If it seems shady, it's going to be shady.
It wasn't shady there because you got over hot.
Died.
That's not good. That's sad. That is a sad story.
I know. I wasn't good. But women, beware when you go on first dates or any dates. Just beware. Anyway, continue, Mom.
Oh, okay. World Elephant Day is the 12th.
I love elephants. I sponsor some.
They're so cute. Little Flynn and I he wants to look at pictures on my phone. And it's like, you know, when you see all your Instagram stuff and then after you see all the people you're subscribed to, which is my family.
Suggested posts.
And they're always like, monkeys or eagles or
mine are always
whales,
pugs, And I don't know why they're pugs. I think because Joy has a pug and somehow Instagram's maybe. Like, your best friend has a pug. You must love pugs.
Or the pictures I send you of those cute little miniature poodle-y things.
Like, oh, mini golden doodles.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So we look at those pictures. That's what.
Yeah, you send me those often.
Yes, I do. Like every yes, day. Please. Yes. Okay. The 13th is International Left-Handers Day. Do you know any left-handers?
Eric.
That was mine.
That's okay. All I know. They're a rare breed.
Yeah. The 14th is National Garage Sale Day.
You love a garage sale.
They stress me out, but I always end up having fun. Like we had one a few weeks ago.
Yeah.
And then I went, oh, there's so much more I could get rid of. So we are geared up for another huge one after this little spell that's happening happens.
Yeah. This not spell right is not great.
So we'll wait. But we wore masks when we did our garage sale.
I actually am with me and a couple of different people I know when everything started to slow down. You know how we were like, wow, we don't have to wear masks and like as much anymore if you're vaccinated and whatnot. I, like some other humans I know, we all started planning like vacations.
Yeah.
And now I'm like, ah, dang it. Mm. I have some refundable, non-refundable vacations.
Oh no.
And so, oh, hold on. I got some things popping up on my computer. Go away. So I'm like, okay, I'm a double mask it everywhere I go and stay 12,000 feet away from everybody. Anyway.
And take a gallon of hand sanitizer.
Yes. I just bathe in it.
Spray yourself.
Yeah. You know, I won't bathe myself actually. So people will just naturally stand really far from me. Oh, there you go. So bad. There we go.
Don't wear deodorant.
You just got to get creative, really.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, please don't do that.
No.
Okay. And if you don't like garage sales, you can go bowling that day because it's also National Bowling Day.
I love a bowl.
Yeah. 15th. National Relaxation Day. Mm. Take a big breath in. Yeah, none of us can relax, can we?
I get bored and then I get antsy. Right. I'm going on a vacation next week and my friend was like, they have floating therapy. And I was like, what is that? And girlfriend was like, oh, for those listening, I'm going on vacation with Rachel Whitling, my college best friend, who I haven't seen in years.
Tell her I said hi.
Yeah, well, she lives in Canada. She was some of the first, like when I started YouTube, she would do all my videos with me. Anyway, so she was like, dude, floating therapy. She does not have ADHD.
Is that the one in the pods?
No, it's like a dark pool. I don't know. But I was like, girlfriend was like,
no, it's lurking in that pool.
No, I know, but girlfriend's like, you're going to hate it. I love it. And so her girlfriend and Whitley are going to do it. I'll try it. It seems
I wouldn't last 2 seconds.
Yeah. I don't know. I just like, if I try and relax, I get bored, then antsy and then stressed.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's like just a continuous thing.
I'm sorry. You girls get all those things from
mom. Do you have ADHD? No, you don't have ADHD. You just have anxiety.
Okay, we'll say that.
You don't have ADHD, though. I don't think you do.
Okay.
Well, you might. You know you better than me, than I know you.
I don't know. I know it runs in our family, in my genetic line.
Your mom had it.
My brother, my mom. Yeah.
Yeah, I know your brother had it. I don't know. You've never struck me as ADHD.
It depends.
Other things.
I'm a mess.
Don't we all have something? We all got something.
I'm a mess.
No one's without something. I'll tell you that much for sure.
That's true. Well, on a lighter note, the 16th is National Tell a Joke Day. Hey, a lobster walks into the bar and the bartender says, we don't serve food here. Okay. And going on. It took you a second, though, didn't it?
It did. It also reminded me of my girlfriend's best friend. We call her Dad. She wants to be on my podcast, Rachel Uncensored. And she's like, I've been trying to come up with bits. She's like, when I can't sleep, I come up with stand-up bits. And I was like, oh, really? Like what? She's like, yeah, you know, I'll be like, so a grandma walked into the bar. And I was like, okay. And she goes, I don't have a punchline yet. I just thought it was great setup.
cute.
It's like, can you please have that be your bit where you constantly set things up and then go, I don't know.
It's just silent.
You figure it out. I don't know. Grandma walked to the bar. You figure that out.
And I bet somebody in the audience would say it.
Yeah.
Right? I'm not that fast on my feet.
Mm-mm.
There's just a few more.
Okay.
Rachel, do you like thrift stores?
Yes.
Because the 17th of August. Oh, I did that right. I saw on the top. Oh, no, I'm not ADD. ADHD. At the top says 9-22. And I'm like, oh, my gosh, did I do September dates instead? No, it's the 9th through the 22nd of August. But I just put 9-22. And I'm like, okay. Anyway, never mind. Thrift store day is the 7th. Okay, the 18th is soft ice cream day. Does that mean soft serve? Like out of the frozen yogurt, but the like Foster Freeze. I don't know who else has.
You know, soft serve is a known thing. Soft serve.
Do we have Dairy Queens? I've never had a Dairy Queen.
They're in LA. They're not in Santa Barbara.
Foster Freeze was the one we liked.
Yes, that was in Santa Barbara. That doesn't exist anymore though.
Yeah. No, there is one. There's one.
Not the one we used to go to on the Mesa.
Yeah, no, those are gone. Even the Carpinteria one's gone. But no, I went to one with Colleen way over there past
you. Yes, there
you.
Is one in LA, correct?
Yeah, yeah.
At least that I know of, yeah.
And it didn't taste like I remembered. It was still good. But
did you get the chocolate dip?
Yeah.
Of course you did. It's delicious.
Chocolate dip. Yeah, come on.
I always liked the swirl with the dip.
I did too. I like the swirl. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Anyway, continue.
Good stuff. Fajita day.
Love a fajita,
right?
Give me that sizzling plate of bell peppers that I will not partake in, but I want all of this.
If they were all red bell peppers, I would. I don't like green bell peppers, but I love a red bell pepper.
Want to know a secret?
It's a green bell pepper. It just hasn't gotten there yet.
No,
I know. It ripened longer.
Correct. But you want to know a secret?
Yeah.
I can't taste the difference between any of them.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, the green ones give me heartburn and indigestion. And the red ones and orange ones don't.
I do not have that tongue that can just, you know how like some people like Colleen, and I've noticed my girlfriend, can just take a bite of something and tell you exactly what's in it. Like what spices were used, what ingredients were used. I do not have that. I take a bite of something and I will tell you if I like it or I don't like it.
If it's good or it's not.
She'll be like, and those people that could do that though are the cooks. That can take a bite of something and be like, or like they'll be cooking and they'll taste their sauce and be like, it needs more this.
Right.
And girlfriend will like, taste the sauce. I'm like, yep, I just ate some sauce. She's like, yeah, but does it need anything? I go, it's good. She's like, no, does it need anything? I'm like, I got nothing for you. She goes, oh, it needs more blah, 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 blah. I'm like, cool.
I can tell if it needs more salt, but that's it.
That's what I said. I'm like, I can tell if it needs salt or it's too salty, but like, I can tell you if it's good or not. I am very good at telling if food is good or not. Yeah. And I'm pretty good. Everyone is like, yes, if Rachel likes it, it's good. Or she doesn't, it's not. And I can admit, like, I only like it because it's like vegan, and vegan is like, you have to have a certain taste for it.
Yeah.
Or like, you know, I'm like, oh, it's going to be really heavy or really greasy or really fresh feeling, but I cannot tell what things are.
No.
Like girlfriend made me a smoothie today and she's the kind of person that she'll blindfold herself and you put the Skittles in her mouth and she'll tell you what flavor of Skittle it is. And I'm like, it's a Skittle. Ta-da. But today she made a smoothie and she handed
it
to me.
Are all the same?
No, M&Ms are all the same.
Well, of course they are.
No, Skittles are all different. And I know this because.
I know that because I only eat the red ones and the orange ones. Don't give me any other flavor.
I like the red and the pink.
There's pink?
If you get the tropical.
Oh, well, now that's a different whole ball of
wax.
Different bag of Skittles.
Yeah, it literally is. But girlfriend made a smoothie today and she drank some and she goes, oh, and I went, what? I took it and it tasted like a smoothie. And she was like, can you tell what it has too much of in there? And I was like, I taste a flavor. She's like, okay, figure it out. And I was like, it's maybe a leafy flavor. She goes, it is a leafy.
Too much spinach? Too much kale?
Too much basil.
Basil.
And she was like, you think Italian? And I was like, basil. She's like, you got it. I was like, I would have drank that entire smoothie, not realizing I was tasting the flavor of basil.
Yeah.
That's why I can't, that's one of the reasons I can't cook is because.
Well, see, I cook, but I couldn't do that. Like I was making a steak chili and from scratch and it called for cocoa powder. I'm like, what? And it, cocoa powder in your steak chili. It was really good. You didn't taste it, but somebody probably could have.
Yeah, probably. Colleen and girlfriend. You're those types of people. And I love eating those foods because I know I like those foods the most.
Yep.
Don't know why. Maybe it's because I can taste it. Anyway, go on.
The 20th is World Mosquito Day. Now, here's my question.
Screw those freaky mosquitoes.
Why would you have a day for mosquitoes?
You know, we could rid the world of mosquitoes and we'd be fine. Bees, we need bees. We need flies to feed the spiders that kill the other insects.
Wasps?
I think they're they might pollinate a little bit.
They sting over and over and over and over again.
Wasps do something, but mosquitoes, we can rid the world of mosquitoes.
I think other things eat them, though. We're taking away some.
We have other bugs. We have other bugs.
We'll just make more bugs of the other kind.
I'd rather more flies than mosquitoes. Let's be real.
Oh, my God.
Give the world some more gnats.
Gnats? No, more gnats.
I'd rather gnats than be bit alive.
True. That is annoying to get bit alive.
Just saying. I was in my house getting bit the other night.
Ugh.
Anyway.
Not good.
More holidays. What do you got?
Two more. The 21st is Senior Citizen Day. What do you consider a senior, Rachel? Anyone older than you?
No, 65 and older. Whoever gets the senior discount.
I'm not a senior yet. Oh, but you can get senior discounts at 55 in some places.
I'm going to still stick with my 65.
Okay. Well, I guess I'm not a senior yet.
You're a grandma.
I am a grandma.
You're older. I don't actually think that you're like old, old. Old to me is above 65.
Okay.
And if once you hit 80, you old.
You're old.
You old.
You're old. And you know something.
Well,
I would
do
hope
they?
By then.
No, they're.
You watch it. Watch it. There might be 80-year-olds
watching
this. They
might know something, but doesn't mean it's right.
Rachel, what's August 22nd?
August 22nd is your birthday.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We're done.
That's it. Mom, what do you want for your birthday?
A hug from you. So start quarantining.
No. I don't want to quarantine for 2 weeks to see you guys for one day.
But that hug would be worth it.
Listen, I'm quarantining for Thanksgiving and I'm basically quarantining all of December so I can be around the whole family and there for Christmas. So you'll get me basically Thanksgiving to Christmas. Okay.
Is girlfriend quarantining that time too?
She is for Thanksgiving and then she has to go back home for Christmas. So you'll see her half December.
Okay.
And then Joy was actually talking about quarantining with me for Christmas. Because I was like, girlfriend's going to leave. I'd be sad. And she's like, I'll move in with you. And I was like, you have a boyfriend and family.
Yes.
She goes, she's like, I've wasted 27 years of Christmas with my family. I want to have one good one. I was like, okay.
Oh.
So, you'll see girlfriend the first half of December and then Joy the second half. She said she'd fully quarantine with me. I was like, okay, whatever.
Okay.
And I'm going to have set five dogs at my house while that happens because she's got three. She goes, as long as I have my dogs. It's like, you have a boyfriend. She goes, he's fine. All right. Well, before we move on to the news of today, let's check to see if we have some sponsors. Sponsor.
Are you thinking about getting into Dungeons & Dragons? Maybe you're looking to expand your horizons as a DM or a player. If that's the case, then it's time for you to check out The Dungeon Cast, the best D&D podcast out there that helps you passively learn all about the game just by listening. Find The Dungeon Cast anywhere you get podcasts or on YouTube.
All right. My computer died because we were talking so much. It didn't die. I just went to sleep.
Uh-oh.
Okay. Coco wants us to talk about the baby controversy. This is DaBaby, DaBaby. He's a rapper. He was blowing up. We talked about him before because he called JoJo Siwa the B word.
Oh, no. Okay, no. Why are we talking about him again?
Because he was homophobic. And now the world went, no, it's 2021, bro. You can't be outwardly homophobic in this industry. And so his label dropped him. And the internet was like, canceled. And he eventually released a statement on Instagram being like, yo, I'm sorry. You know, the things you say when you don't want to be canceled. we all have to say them. You all have to, everyone has to do it. And then, I don't know, but his label dropped him and a bunch of people are, a lot of rappers are coming out being like, hey, we got to change how we act in this industry. And that was, I hated what he said. And I hate that he was homophobic, but I love how, everyone else in the industry stepped up and was like, no, we're not going to deal with this anymore. We're not going to do this. That's that. We're over it. We could talk about, have you seen? Oh, hi, Blaze. Bye, Blaze.
He's like, out.
Can you feed me yet? Someone was like, on a TikTok, they made this observation. Well, it's been said a while, but it was like, male rappers, I like to have sex with females. And I'm going to describe it very graphically. And that everyone else is like, great. Here are all your awards. Top of the charts. Platinum. Diamond. You're perfect. And then a woman rapper goes, I like to have sex with men. And I will describe it graphically. And everyone goes, whore. Like, that's what happens with the rap industry is so weird. The music industry. There's double standards anywhere. I don't know. I just thought of that popped in my head. We'll move on.
What's your shirt? Obey?
Yeah, it says Obey. I think it's a brand.
Oh.
I was cold one night and we were out, so I bought a sweatshirt.
But you still have it on?
Well, I like it. It's a good sweatshirt.
You haven't taken it off since you got it.
I got it like 2 weeks ago. Anyway. I'm sure, I'll tell you, I'm trying to stink so people stay away from me. Ellie wants us to talk about the launch of Rachel Uncensored. So I have launched my new podcast, Rachel Uncensored. My first episode is out with my friend Emily. My friend Joy is the next episode this Monday. So a week from now. And then we'll have another All Things Internet. And then Girlfriend will be the guest. And eventually my mom will be the guest. But with my sister and my mom will have a guitar to hold. Heather asked, what does Gwen think of Rachel Uncensored? Did you watch it?
A little bit. I haven't got it all done. I have a hard time sitting down and watching stuff. I'm go, go, go. Because when I'm here, I'm Flynn.
Uh-huh.
And when I'm home, I'm catching up on things I've done while I was here.
Okay.
And then when I go to bed, I'm done. I'm drop. I'm out.
Yeah. You know, my number one fan has watched it all the way through. You get actually mad about that. That's fine. Did you watched any part of it?
Just a little bit on the first part.
Yeah.
I can't remember. I was trying to watch it at home and I kept getting, okay. Yeah, I remember why not. But we won't discuss that here because we're not on Uncensored.
Oh my God, I want to get you on Uncensored. Oh my God.
No. Next. What was the next question?
No.
No.
Just no. Someone asked me what made you want to create. Annie asked me what made me want to create Rachel Uncensored. For this reason exactly, because there's things where sometimes you just censor yourself.
But there's still things you censor yourself with.
Yes. I'm not gonna tell other people's stories and stuff or secrets or whatever. I'm right. Also not gonna be politically incorrect and rude. That's not who I am. I'm not censoring myself in that form at all. I'm censoring myself on like I do partake in alcohol sometimes and I do cuss and I am 30 years. I got to a point where our family has been extremely family friendly because that's just kind of how we've always just been. We're a very brand friendly, family friendly family. And so we've kept that up on the internet and we want everyone to be able to watch us and enjoy us. And we like to be good examples. And, you know, there is a lot of just like trash out there that you can watch, and we want to be wholesome basically. That's just kind of how naturally our family is. But I am 30 and I'm my own person, and while I very much believe in still being family friendly and being a good role model and doing all that stuff, I am a 30-year-old woman who has lived a little, and I would like to talk about it like uncensored. So
I like those TikToks where the people are interviewing like their 80, 85, 90-year-old grandmas,
yeah,
or moms. So if you're still doing it, then ask me questions.
Okay.
Maybe I'll be more uncensored.
That's fine. All right.
Or I might scold you. I don't know. We'll see.
Yeah. But like, I feel like it's also the only place where I just talk, which is surprising because I talk a lot. But my main channels I'm testing stuff or doing like a video. My vlogs, I'm doing my life. I don't really like to sit and talk on the vlogs. I probably should, but I don't. And then on this, we're talking about other people and other things. We do get into personal stuff every once in a while because I just naturally do. But the podcast is where I can just sit and talk about whatever I want mm-hmm. with whoever I want for as long as I want. And it's just, I don't know. I kind of get to unload and tell stories.
So when you do it, do you have topics? Do you have a little lineup of what you might talk about or do you just...
I like write down some questions and stuff because you never know. With Emily, I wrote down like three things, starting points. But her favorite memory with me and her least favorite thing about me or whatever, which she never answered. But
she wasn't uncensored.
Well, we're both very scattered and we both talk nonstop. So with her, I knew I wouldn't have to have many startup things. And especially if someone's on for the first time, we have to introduce how we know each other, how we met, what our relationship is, blah, blah, blah. So Joy is the next one. We filmed ours. I didn't write down a single thing for her. Like,
no,
she just, that girl, she was nervous, which I didn't expect from her.
It's different. It's different when you're sitting down talking on a mic for the first couple of times.
Yeah, because she's done countless TikToks, lives, Instagram stuff, TikToks with me. And she's been in videos. Doesn't matter. Doesn't faze her.
Right.
The podcast, I looked at her. I was like, are you nervous? She's like, yeah. Aww. I was like, oh my God. So, I gave her a shot of alcohol and then she was fine. But girlfriend is not, she'll talk with me for a very long time. But she can be more reserved. So I'm going to have a few extra questions set up for her. And if I had you on it, I'd have some questions started up for you. You know, you just have to get the starter questions going. But for each person is going to be different. And then, you know, the first time they're on, we kind of have to explain things a little bit more. And then once people start repeating, we can get into like, okay, what's the most embarrassing story you have of me? Or what's the weirdest thing we've ever done together? You know, get other things in there. But yeah, so that's it. And I just wanted to do the podcast because I wanted to do something a little different, something I haven't ever done before. And so it's just kind of an unscripted, uncensored thing of me. And I enjoy doing it a lot. And I'm really like having fun and proud of it. So there's that. Next in the news, Eve says Twitter took away the fleets. We talked about this. Twitter was taking away the fleets. They did it.
Good.
I don't think anybody cared.
Oh.
No. I looked at one fleet once and I think I posted one fleet once and I was like, this is another thing I have to keep up with. No, thank you. I'm not doing it. And then Daniel Dressen wanted us to talk. Oh, the springs on my thing went crazy. You're welcome. Daniel Dressen wanted us to talk about how Simone Biles won bronze. So last podcast, I mentioned we were doing the gymnastics. And Simone Biles like wasn't on her game. And like I said that, I was like, she kind of tripped up a little bit in this last 2 weeks because, you know, the Olympics doesn't go on for that long. She pulled herself from the team stuff because she described what she got as the twisties, which is when you're midair and you lose track of where you are. And it can be extremely dangerous because she could fall and break her neck. And so what was it? Was she on the vault or the beam? What was she on?
I don't know.
But she did something. She was supposed to do like two full turns. She ended up doing one and a half and she ended up landing on her feet. So people were like, oh, that wasn't that bad. But she was like, it was pure luck. I landed on my feet. It was like, that was,
wow.
I could have very easily, just as easily landed on my head. So she said she's gotten this a few times. And honestly, she was just like overstressed, just all of these things. She doesn't quite know what causes it or how to get out of it. And it's very much related to like when pitchers in baseball get the yips. And it's just like
the yips.
Have you ever heard of the yips?
Never heard of the yips.
All of a sudden, like a pitcher just can't throw a ball. Like they just can't. They literally just, their arm just can't remember how to throw it. Wow. And so that's kind of what it's related to. It's like this thing that you're so good at. It's pure muscle memory at this point. Your body's done it a million times. All of a sudden you have no control. And it's just something that has to go away on its own. But she took herself out. And so that her team had a chance of, you know, so she wouldn't lose it for her team.
Right.
And her team, and she stayed and she cheered them on and she made the right move for her and her team. And there's a lot of people who are like, quitters can't, she's a quitter, blah, blah, blah.
No, she's not.
She did one of the hardest things you could do. And she let go of her pride and her ego and did what was right for herself, her physical self, her mental health, and her team. And then she ended up putting herself back in and winning bronze, I think, on the beam or the beam. I don't know. She ended up going back in and she won bronze, which was great. So that was the big talk of the Olympics. Have you watched artistic swimming?
I haven't watched anything. If I'm going to watch something, I'm going to watch my kids. And if I don't have time for my kids, I don't have time for nothing else.
Okay. I watched it for the first time ever. It's like synchronized dancing. It's synchronized. Yeah. But it's called artistic swimming in the Olympics.
Is it synchronized dancing?
Yeah.
I mean, synchronized swimming.
Yes. But it's like two people instead of like a huge group. Oh. And it's crazy.
Hmm.
It's so weird. It's cool though. I really liked that. But yeah, I've just been watching a little bit here and there. But the big talk was Simone Biles.
Come on.
And then we have some things to talk about that no one asked for, but I'm just going to talk about it. Rihanna is officially a billionaire.
Okay.
So it's no wonder she hasn't released songs anytime soon. In the last like several years, she hasn't needed to. She's just, go.
She might have songs banked. I mean, she might still be recording.
No, she ain't got no songs banked when her bank looks like that.
People just have to do it because it's their passion.
Honestly, it's probably that she doesn't want to tour. I'm sure she'd love to pump out music, but like she doesn't want to tour because that sucks. Touring sucks. Every artist hates touring except Colleen and JoJo. But when you're forced to do it, because labels will be like, okay, we'll produce your album, but you have to tour this much because it ups the sales. It gives them money. No one wants to do that. Like Justin Bieber cut his last tour in half because he just couldn't do it. It is draining.
It is hard.
It is draining because after you get back, you immediately go back into the studio to create another album and then immediately go back on tour. Like there's a reason why they stop producing music because they just don't want to. It's just impossible. And that's why I think so many people Taylor Swift dropped like three albums during COVID because she's like, can't go on tour. Whoopsie deepsie, here's a bunch of music. Like that's what they want to do. They want to produce music. There are people who love being on stage,
right.
But the demand of it, if they lessen the demand of it, that I think more people would be more willing to do it. Stranger Things 4 will premiere in 2022.
Really?
I did not watch the last season. Did you?
I did not either.
All right. Did you watch any of the seasons?
I did. Okay. I did. I watched the first season and then I kind of watched some of the second season. And then I either got busy or I lost interest. I don't remember which.
Oh, all right. Things happen. Before I get into the last couple things, I'm going to check to see if we have another sponsor for today. Sponsor. All right. Another thing I want to talk about. I saw this headline and I read a little bit of it. So I did slight research because I was interested in how this happened. Instagram scammers figured out a way to get paid for banning people. So scammers, apparently, I shouldn't be releasing this info on the internet, but whatever. I don't know how to get in contact with these scammers, but scammers are letting people hire them to ban people, like get accounts banned. Like, so they'll go into the back of, I know there's Gus. I see Gus behind you. So scammers will like hack Instagram and ban accounts. So you can hire someone. If you like hate someone, you can like hire a scammer to ban that account. And then those scammers will then get hired by the people they banned to unban them. So these scammers are just like getting paid by both parties. Yikes. And I'm like, that's disgusting.
Mm-hmm.
I would never pay someone to get my account back. I'd be like, well, all right. I'll have my manager talk to Instagram. I'm gonna go over to like TikTok. I'm not paying. They're my domain name on the internet, rachelballinger.com, is owned by someone else. And when I was creating a website, I was like, oh, someone owns it. My manager reached out and he goes, I'll give it to her for $30,000. And he's like, once she started to get famous, these people do this. Once people start to get famous, they'll immediately just buy everything, like any domain they can own in that person's name. Right. And then if someone wants it, they have to purchase it from these people. He's not doing anything with the website. It's literally just nothing. If you type in rachelballinger.com, nothing happens. And he was like, I'll give it to her for $30,000. I went, screw you. You're not making money because I have a name for myself.
Yeah.
And so I'm RachelBallingerComedy.com. I'm going to pay you $30,000. Screw you. I'm not doing that. But that's what people do. Like, I will not, I will not give people money when they have done nothing to earn it. My manager, 10% always. You get your percent of what happens in the podcast. Someone takes my photo. Someone does something for me. Anthony gets paid as my graphic designer. You do something, you will get paid, and you'll get paid well from me. If you do nothing, you will never see a cent from me. I refuse. Not happening. I hate that. And the last thing I wanted to talk about was Scarlett Johansson is suing Disney because they released Black Widow in theaters the same day they released it on streaming.
And they said they wouldn't.
Yeah. So in her contract, they said it is that they are not allowed to release it on the same day. They have to release it in theaters at least a day early because part of her payment is ticket sales from movie theaters. So if it's released in the movie theaters a day early, people who are like hardcore Marvel fans are going to flood to theaters. She gets paid more.
Right.
A lot of people on the internet, the majority, I feel, were in the favor of Scarlett Johansson here. But a lot of people are like, wow, how petty. She's already getting paid $14 million, blah, blah, blah. Okay. So you're taking Disney's side? I'm sorry.
A contract is a contract.
A contract is a contract. Also, why in the world should she let Disney get away with this? Disney is a $1 billion company. So you're taking the $1 billion company side? This is what, like, they were screwing her over. They breached contract and screwed her over. And she's standing up for herself. And also, she's gotten like crap deals of all the Marvel people. They would have never pulled this on like that dude, like Robert Downey Jr. or whoever, Chris Evans. He was the Captain America.
Yeah.
You know who I'm talking about, or Thor. I don't know why they're, I'm watching all those movies right now.
Hemsworth or whatever his name is.
Yeah. I loved all of, they're all great actors, all great roles. And she just, they screwed her over. And this is a big, this is a thing that's going to start being worked into contracts more and more, is getting paid for streaming stuff. Like,
yeah.
Cause streaming, it's like a new thing. So like old contracts aren't going to work for this kind of stuff anymore. They have to get with the times. Yeah. But don't take Disney's side. Don't take a $1 billion company side over Scarlett. Yeah, she did get paid a lot. She did get paid a lot, but she should have gotten paid more.
Yeah.
Like, it's in her contract for a reason. She's not gonna sit back and be like, okay, Disney. Like, she's standing up for herself, and good. Yeah. Anyway. And if you thought the movie was bad, if you're like, well, she shouldn't get paid because the movie sucked, that's Disney's fault. So Disney should actually not have to pay as much. They should have to pay her more and not get as much. Anyway, that's all the news I had. I have a couple questions.
Okay.
Do you have any news, Mom?
I have sad news, but then good news after.
I could tell it. Go ahead.
My squirrel died.
I told girlfriend, I was like, oh, my mom's squirrel died. You know, it was a sad moment for me. Because I know how much you love your squirrel. And she goes, how does she know it was her squirrel and not just a random squirrel?
Oh, hello. Because I know my squirrel's tail and belly.
I said, she knows.
Got hit by a car and then a crow came to try to pick at it. And another car ran over it. And
Bob, stop talking.
Dad called animal control and they said, it's not high priority. I'm like, it's high priority to me. And so Dad had to take care of it because they wouldn't come out for a few days. I'm like, are you kidding? And then I was so sad. And then my nuts just sat out there on the fence. Like, and wouldn't you know it, a few days later, a new squirrel came.
Look at that.
Just as pretty.
God taketh and God giveth.
Different one, but it's a pretty one.
It's a new best friend. You got a new best friend, Ma.
Yep.
All right. A few questions. Ashley wants to know what day you think the week starts on. I say Monday.
And Monday.
But the calendars all start on Sunday.
Well, that's a new week.
I think it's, if you're like next week, I'm going to say the week starts Monday. I'm going to think Monday.
I don't consider the weekend part of the week.
Correct.
Because the weekend is its own entity. So it, to me, the week starts on Monday.
Yeah.
The weekend doesn't count as the week because, hey, you know, Sunday, Saturdays were always the play day, the whatever day, and yeah. Sundays was the church day or the whatever, Thursday, yeah. whatever. But, if, you know, you're talking school or work, it's Monday through Friday. Monday through Friday. The work week starts on Monday.
I agree with that.
The weekend doesn't count.
Correct. Monday. Well, I'll agree on Monday. AJ wants to know if you're ready for summer to be over. I am. I don't like the heat.
I am because I've been in LA so much and it is hot.
Yes. So
not in the house, but outside.
I'm hoping this is my last summer in LA. And I want to move to not this heat.
Not LA.
Also, I'll still be near. But yeah, the mosquitoes, I can't handle it. I can't do anything. They're out all day. They're out all day.
Yeah.
There's not just like the evening.
Well, and if you, it's not just, I mean, if you go out in the 95 degree temperature and get bit by mosquitoes at the same time, it's time to move.
It is. It is time to move. I'm going to try and get Colleen to move near where I'm moving.
We're such wimps.
When you grow up in Santa Barbara, people live in perfect weather.
I know.
Oh, come on. I looked at buying a house in Santa Barbara.
Yes.
Didn't happen.
No. I was hoping you were surprising me or something. Like, guess what? I'm your new neighbor.
No, I just where I'm
not that you'd move into my neighborhood, but
no. When I buy a house where I'm going, I'll just buy you a house in that area too after I've replenished. You would move to where I want to go.
You think so?
I think you would. I think you'd like it.
You think so?
The weather's the exact same.
I'd have a hard time leaving my sister, though.
It's just a little drive. We can talk about this later. We can talk about this later. She'd be like, where is she moving?
And my niece just had a baby. Come on, Rachel. Don't make me leave
you. Oh, you haven't seen it, have you? No.
Not yet.
Yeah. She had a little baby girl.
Yeah.
Adorable. Adorable. And then Claire wants to know, I already know the answer for both of us. Did you enjoy school supply shopping? Yes.
Always.
I never got to do it much. I just because I didn't go to elementary school, but I love office supplies and school supplies. And I know you're the same way, Mom.
Yeah. I went through, this is the second time. The first time I went through all of our supplies and got rid of a lot at a garage sale. And I thought I whittled it down to nothing. Well, I went through them again.
I do this all the time.
And I went, why do I have 472 pencils? Do I use pencils?
No.
Oh, I do. I use a pencil on my calendar, but I go through one pencil every 3 years. So why do I have all these pencils?
You need them.
And of course, they're not just yellow pencils. They have polka dots on them or stripes on them. Or they say
you used to get it for Bennett's.
I used to get it for the school I used to work at, and I saved some of my favorites. And it's like, why did I save these?
I'm the same way. Also, having all that stuff makes you feel like you're going to be more organized and that you are more organized.
I got rid of so much.
Yeah.
It's going to be a big garage.
Because honestly, you're more organized when you don't have a bunch of stuff.
Yeah.
Yep. So that's what I'm learning.
Yeah. That's what I've learned too.
Yep. All right. That's all I have for today.
Cool.
Thanks for joining, Mom. Is there anything else you'd like to add?
I got nothing.
All right.
I got nothing.
Make sure to follow us on all the stuff. Rachel Uncensored is on the same YouTube channel, but different RSS feed on all the listening things. So Rachel Uncensored is Monday, and then we will be back here with All Things Internet in 2 weeks.
Yep.
I love you guys so much. Mom, do you want to take us out?
We'll see you next time on All Things Internet.
Thank you for listening to this week's episode of All Things Internet. Please make sure to like and follow our podcast on whichever platform you're currently listening to it on. And make sure to follow us at PodcastATI on Twitter, where you can ask questions and get the latest updates on our show. We love you. Thanks for listening. I'm Rachel Ballinger, and this has been All Things Internet.
Contained herein are the heresies of Radolf Buntwine, erstwhile monk turned traveling medical investigator. Join me as I uncover the blasphemous truth of a plague-ridden world, that ours is not a loving God, and we are not its favored children. The Heresies of Radolf Buntwine, coming January 2nd, wherever podcasts are available.